On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Okay, have you ever told a joke before, and the second that joke leaves your lips, you're like, oh my God, I feel like I shouldn't have said that. Like, you can feel the vibe in the room and you're like, why? This was like not the right time to tell that joke. I feel like I could use that story this morning to make myself feel better. This time yesterday, I was telling y'all I was having this really bad imposter syndrome because I was invited on this big mental health podcast to talk about this moment in my life where I was considering taking my own life. And I talked about it here on the radio and I talked about it on social media, and it caught the attention of this mental health podcast, and they had invited me to come on. And I had agreed, and then I was really debating if I wanted to do it because I just felt like, man, who am I? Like, they bring on all these experts to talk about all these really serious issues, and I'm just this silly radio host. Like, what do I know? Who am I to, like, add to the conversation?
But she just wanted your perspective of your experience.
So, actually, before we get to what happened, I want to say thank you because there were so many encouraging calls this time yesterday that were like, just go do it. Jess is really encouraging. Charlotte was really encouraging. You were really encouraging, just being like, just go do it. Like, people just need to hear your story. And I think, like, the more we like get rid of the stigma behind mental health, and especially when it comes to suicide, it can only help the conversation. I was like, you know what? Okay. I know I'm not a pro at this, but I'm going to go and I'm going to do it. And I did. And honestly, I felt really empowered for like 99% of the conversation. She was a pro. Like, she obviously does this. She's a therapist herself.
Yeah.
And so
it was like a safe space to have the conversation.
Yeah, she was great. And I've listened to her podcast for years, so I knew it was going to be a safe spot to do. And I felt really strong for most of it. Mm-hmm. Now, you got to remember, I host a silly talk show. When I'm uncomfortable, especially,
you like say really,
I just,
yeah.
Sometimes yeah. I can keep it on the rails, but then sometimes
you just say random stuff for like, I don't know. I don't know why.
I don't know why.
And I don't know why I do it.
I think it's like a defense.
And like serious situations,
I know. And
too.
I think it's a defense mechanism. I think when, like, I get really uncomfortable.
Nervous? Do you think maybe when you get nervous,
yes,
you say things?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So we had opened up the podcast. I started telling the story of what had happened on the day that I had considered taking my own life. And she had asked the question, and I'm going to tell you what I said. And I need to know how bad this was, because
you did not make a joke about
I did.
Okay.
But I felt like it kind of needed to, like, just be turned to make, because we were like, it was like kind of a light intro, and then like it became more serious. I'm like, maybe we need to like lighten the mood a little bit.
No, but this is not the space that you needed to lighten anything.
So
not everything needs to be like the frames, you know?
So I told the story. And then she goes, I mean, were there other times in your life where you had had dark thoughts like this before?
A serious question.
And I said, well, I was married for 10 years before.
God.
So.
And she's like, are you serious right now?
And like, I kind of smirked. And
yeah.
I expected her
to laugh.
To like also think that was funny.
Yes.
And then she looked at me deadpan.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, like, you don't think that's funny. And then, like, we both kind of stare at each other. It's over video, you know?
Yeah.
And
she definitely is taking that out. That's not going to be in your episode when it airs. She's definitely removing that.
Okay, tell me, how cringy was that? To me, I thought it was funny. To me, I thought it was like just a way to, like, lighten the mood a little bit. Have you had dark thoughts before? Well, I was married for 10
but,
years.
But, dude, why are you trying to lighten the mood when you're there for, like, a serious thing?
I think
that's my question to you. Is like, this woman is a professional. The kind of conversations that she's having with the people that she's having them with, and the reason why you were there, you know what I'm saying? So,
was it bad? 1 to 10, how bad? And you can be honest with me. 10 being the worst, 1 being not bad at all.
So I'm gonna say, like, the joke itself is whatever. I think it's just because of what you were there for and who you were doing it with.
Yeah.
I would say, like, it was just not the room. So I'm going to say not it. And she's definitely editing
you
that
think
out.
It's not going to be in
it's
there.
It's not going to be in there.
Charlotte, was it bad? Honestly, like 10 being the worst, 1 being not bad at all.
It could have been much worse,
okay.
I would say.
Thank you for that.
It could have been a lot worse.
I am like,
it's kind of just a classic, like, haha, I hated being married joke. Like, it's just like an overplayed joke.
Yeah.
So it's not even like, Like, it could have been much worse. I'll give it a 4.
Okay, not that bad. Four makes me 4.
Okay, she's just going to edit it out.
I'll tell you this.
Not making it in.
We recorded the episode was an hour and 15 minutes. So if the final episode's less than an hour and 15 minutes, just know it got edited out. Okay?
Yeah, she's taking that out.
Listen, you could definitely make me feel better. Did you ever tell a joke at the absolute wrong time? Mike, what's up, man? Mike, have you told a joke just at the wrong time?
Not really a joke, but more a statement, because I was unaware of a situation. Yeah. I was off the day before with my work, yeah, and my supervisor had passed away, and oh, I asked the group the next day, like, why are you guys so depressed? Who died?
No!
And you were just saying it.
You were just saying it as a saying.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Oh, no.
I went home early.
Oh, yeah. No.
And wait, did they have to then be like, honestly, oh, thank you for asking. It was actually our boss that passed away.
No, I was getting death glares, and then finally the general manager told me what happened. I'm like, oh god.
No.
You didn't
mean
to do
that. You ever say something you wish you could just pull back in your mouth?
Yes, yeah. The joke about my ex-wife actually was one that I'm honestly hoping that joke does not make the podcast. Now, to be honest with you, best case scenario, that joke does not make it in there, because the awkward pause afterwards, like if she would like giggle, that'd be fine, but if it doesn't, it almost makes me look like a terrible demon now. You know what I mean? So, hey, listen,
honestly,
I get it.
With the wife thing, yeah, I completely get it, because I'm married and my wife has said some stuff about me. I have said some stuff about her. Yeah. So, I mean, I guess I can get it.
Yeah, but you don't want it on a national podcast, though, my guy. Trust
no,
me.
Absolutely
yeah,
not,
no, you're
absolutely
not.
Absolutely
yeah,
not.
Yeah, you're not going to say that on record, though. You know what I mean?
No, absolutely not.
Hey, thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily. And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars. Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore. And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.